Hello and welcome to the Attitude Series podcast. This is Jared, your attitude coach. Last week we talked about how to be a student. This week we're just running through one of the earlier life lessons, which is be a hard worker. Be a hard worker, Jared, and you will be rewarded. Those words were spoken to me 40 years ago by my dad, and I'll never forget that. So what I wanted to share with you today is a story about how a six-year-old kid heard some words, and then there was an invaluable lesson that followed. I remember, and to give you a little bit of content, I grew up in Midwest America, and we had, in the state of Ohio, wintertime, lots of snow. And I remember it was a Saturday morning, and my father had shown up from a local hardware store, and he had purchased a shovel for $5. And I remember him walking into the house and he said, "Jared, we got a little bit of work to do." And I said, "Okay, great. Well, you know, what are we doing?" He said, "I want you to get bundled up, put two or three layers of clothes on, and this shovel, I want you to go over to the next door neighbor's house. And I want you to shovel the sidewalk from the sidewalk all the way to the front door. When you get to the front door, I want you to knock on their door. They're going to come to the door. And I want you just to say, 'I shoveled your sidewalk,' and then stick your hand out. Now, one of two things will happen. They're either going to give you some money or they're going to say thank you. Either way, you say thank you back, and then I want you to go to the next house, and I want you to shovel their sidewalk, and then knock on their front door. When they come to the door, I want you to say, 'I shoveled your sidewalk,' and then stick your hand out. Once again, they'll either give you some money or they'll say thank you. You say thank you, you move along. I want you to go all the way to the end of the street, cross over, come all the way back." Where we lived, it was right at the beginning of a very long cul-de-sac. So 1251 Seavers Drive, Pickwell, Ohio, stands out like I can still see the place, I still see the street, and I still see the neighbors. So I remember at the time, and I'm sure my mom actually said, "Why would you do that? That's crazy, 6 years old." And to give you a little bit more insight, I raced motorcycles when I was a six-year-old kid, you know, on a flat track around an oval track at 50 miles an hour. And so my dad was laughing. It's like, you know what? He races motorcycles at 50 miles an hour around a flat track. So I think he can handle a shovel. So I was gone. I came back hours later and I walked in the house and my dad said to me, "How did you go?" And I said, "Good." And he said, "Let's sit down and see what do you got in your pockets." And I remember emptying my pockets and I had coins and I also had dollar bills. And we counted everything up and I had over $15 sitting there. And he said, "Look at that, Jared. You work hard, you get rewarded." And so that message stuck in my brain. He said, "So what are you going to do with the money?" And I said, "I'm going to put it in my piggy bank." And I said, "Yeah, all right, cool." So I gathered everything up. I started going to the piggy bank and he stopped me. He said, "Hold on, you owe me $5. Guess what? He wanted me to pay for the shovel. So I gave him the $5 and he looked at me and he said, "Jared, now you own your very first business." How powerful is that? Six-year-old kid got his first business, learns to put some effort into what he's doing, and he can be rewarded monetarily speaking. And I guess in life, that's exactly what happens. You know, if you put out the effort, you get rewarded, whether it's in health, whether it's in financial or relationships, whatever it is, you got to put effort in and you get rewarded. And that lesson has stuck with me for over 40 years. And I can thank my dad for that one. So hopefully you've enjoyed that little story. Where in your life have you guys picked up some great lessons along the way that you like to share with other people or that is part of, you know, your daily routine? So any comments, any suggestions, if you like it and you found some value in it, by all means, put a comment down there. Love to hear anything for future lessons coming up. I appreciate you guys listening to the Attitude Series podcast. This is Jared Smith, your attitude coach. Thank you and have a fantastic day.